What if the secret to building the next Silicon Valley had nothing to do with tax incentives, innovation districts, or government programs? Boulder, Colorado, a city smaller than most suburban neighborhoods, has produced more billion-dollar startups per capita than almost anywhere on Earth. The difference isn't money or infrastructure. It's something far more fundamental: the way people connect, share, and build together. Most cities approach entrepreneurship like assembling a machine. Add venture capital here, build an incubator there, recruit some tech companies, and wait for magic to happen. But startup communities don't work like machines. They work like ecosystems, growing from the ground up through thousands of organic interactions that can't be engineered or controlled. Startup communities exist because entrepreneurs can't succeed alone. Unlike the industrial era when factories operated behind walls, today's knowledge economy demands what researchers call fuzzy boundaries — information flowing freely between competitors, universities, customers, and even strangers at coffee shops. The most valuable currency isn't capital, it's relationships. This explains why Silicon Valley crushed Boston's Route 128 corridor despite similar resources. Silicon Valley embraced collaborative competition, where engineers shared ideas over beers and changed jobs freely, while Boston's hierarchical culture locked knowledge inside corporate silos. When technology shifted, Silicon Valley adapted instantly. Boston stagnated. Understanding this distinction changes everything about how we build thriving entrepreneurial communities. Geography matters profoundly. Knowledge transfers best within 1 mile. Research shows proximity benefits drop tenfold beyond that distance. Among Manhattan advertising agencies, collaboration benefits disappear after just 750 meters. Dense, walkable downtowns create agglomeration effects, the magic when talent concentrates. Quality of place has become the ultimate competitive advantage. Knowledge workers choose cities offering culture, nature, tolerance for weird ideas, and proximity to creative people. Jerusalem's startup scene demonstrates this perfectly. Vibrant in the late 1990s, it crashed in 2002 and stayed dormant for over a decade. Revival began in 2013 when entrepreneurs organized meetups in bars, not from government programs. When the mayor later invested in making Jerusalem Israel's cultural capital, the startup scene exploded. The lesson? Fund creativity and culture first. Startups follow. Cultural norms shape everything. Vibrant ecosystems buzz where founders become local hearers. Foundational norms include supportive views of risk-taking, tolerance of failure, and embrace of newcomers. Network capital, the connectedness between people, matters most. Entrepreneurship is fundamentally a team sport. 95% of founders involve others substantively, with half starting as teams drawn from core networks. Every thriving startup community needs three distinct players. Leaders are successful entrepreneurs who've built and scaled companies, bringing credibility, networks, and hard-won experience. Kauffman Foundation research confirms that communities where successful founders actively mentor and invest in newcomers dramatically outperform those without this dynamic. These leaders create informal mechanisms, founder dinners, mentorship circles, angel syndicates that accelerate knowledge sharing in ways no formal program can match. Feeders form the broader support ecosystem — universities, investors, accelerators, government agencies, lawyers, and accountants. While essential, they must resist the urge to control. The most effective feeders remove obstacles and provide resources without dictating direction. Think gardeners, not architects. Instigators bridge the entrepreneurial and institutional worlds. They might be university professors championing student ventures, corporate executives facilitating startup partnerships, or economic development professionals coordinating initiatives. Though not entrepreneurs themselves, instigators initiate programs and sustain momentum when founders are consumed with building companies. Mentors embody the hashtag give first philosophy, sharing expertise and connections without expecting immediate returns. Universities anchor communities by creating knowledge and attracting talent. Large corporations train future entrepreneurs, spin off innovations, and become early customers whose contracts provide crucial validation and revenue. Startup communities require 7 forms of capital: intellectual, ideas, technologies, education, human, talent, skills, diversity, and financial, revenue, debt, equity, provide raw materials. Network capital, relationships, cultural capital, attitudes and inclusiveness, physical capital, density and quality of place, and institutional capital, functioning laws and stable markets, create infrastructure. Early customers prove crucial beyond revenue. They offer product development expertise, forge partnerships, serve as references, and help with distribution. Local organizations, including government, universities, and large corporations, can become customers themselves rather than focusing solely on funding. The critical distinction: startup communities and entrepreneurial ecosystems aren't the same. The community forms the beating heart, people deeply committed to entrepreneurial success with shared identity and collective accountability. The ecosystem wraps around this core, including actors with different primary objectives: investors seeking returns, universities building reputations, governments creating jobs, corporations finding innovations. This distinction matters enormously. Startup communities exist to help entrepreneurs succeed. Entrepreneurial ecosystems aim to produce startups and create economic value. The most critical factor in improving ecosystems is entrepreneurial success. When companies grow and generate liquidity, founders recycle their time, expertise, and wealth into the next generation. Madison, Wisconsin demonstrates this sequence. Starting in 2009, 7 founders created Capital Entrepreneurs, which grew to over 300 members. This grassroots group created the connective tissue needed before attempting larger infrastructure. Starting Block, a 50,000 square foot innovation center, opened in 2018, succeeded because the startup community had grown cohesive enough to represent a formidable constituency. The sequence matters: community first, ecosystem second. Leaders casually use ecosystem terminology while contradicting how systems actually work. They force outcomes through mandatory networking events, prescribed innovation districts, and rigid funding programs, failing to recognize that startup communities are complex, adaptive systems requiring holistic thinking. Complex systems differ fundamentally from simple or complicated ones. Simple systems produce predictable outcomes. Complicated systems, like building airplanes, involve more elements but remain predictable. Complex systems, like traffic patterns and startup communities, are not fully knowable, cannot be controlled, only influenced, lack clearly defined outcomes, emerge bottom-up, and behave non-linearly. A small change might create dramatic effects, while major interventions might yield minimal impact. Organizations fail when applying complicated system approaches to complex systems. Common mistakes include replicating Silicon Valley's formula or forcing collaboration through artificial structures. Effective engagement requires embracing unpredictability, supporting organic activity, and exemplifying desired values rather than dictating them. Brad Bernthal's new venture challenge at the University of Colorado exemplifies this thinking. Functioning as a pre-accelerator complementing existing resources, maintaining inclusivity, breaking down silos, and reflecting entrepreneurship's interdisciplinary nature. The most significant error is believing that increasing inputs produces better outcomes. This more-of-everything approach assumes adding capital, innovation centers, and accelerators automatically creates vibrant communities, fundamentally flawed thinking for non-linear, complex systems. Emergence occurs when system components interact to produce unpredictable patterns beyond individual parts. Twitter's at replies, hashtags, and retweets emerged bottom-up from users, not designers. Complex systems exhibit non-linearity, where outputs aren't proportional to inputs, creating synergies greater than the sum of parts. Boulder's 2007 downtown entrepreneurial explosion demonstrates this. Multiple simultaneous factors, Foundry Group's relocation, Techstars opening, Rally Software's move, landlord flexibility during the financial crisis, created exponential growth in entrepreneurial density. No single factor caused this. Their interaction produced emergence. Path dependency means past conditions heavily influence future states, explaining why startup communities require generational timeframes. True power lies in interactions between components, not components themselves. Many efforts mistakenly focus on tangible parts, capital, programs, accelerators, while neglecting crucial intangible interactions. A more effective approach improves connections between existing actors, creating a virtuous cycle attracting more resources. Research reveals what matters: density of smart, mid-career people oriented toward entrepreneurship in knowledge-intensive activities, plus difficult-to-measure factors like networks and culture. Notably absent are elements communities typically prioritize: venture capital, patents, university programs, government initiatives. Reality follows a power law where a small number of outlier successes drive total value, not averages. When startups succeed, resulting wealth, experience, and talent recycles back into the community. Scott Dorsey exemplifies this. Co-founding Exact Target in Indianapolis in 2000, they built downtown and leveraged local university talent. Exact Target's IPO and $2.5 billion Salesforce acquisition created 1,500 tech jobs. Dorsey and Exact Target alumni then founded High Alpha, a venture studio combining company creation with venture capital, transforming Indianapolis into a legitimate tech hub. The Boulder thesis explains why Boulder consistently produces high-impact startups despite its small size. Four principles form the framework. Entrepreneurs must lead, not government or institutions. Leaders must maintain long-term commitment with at least a 20-year rolling horizon. The community must be inclusive of anyone wanting to participate, and there must be continual activities engaging the entire entrepreneurial stack. The first principle leverages contagion in complex systems. Ideas spread quickly through networks, creating exponential improvement. The second principle demands a perpetual 20-year view, resetting annually. Complex systems change through nonlinear shifts, with periods of advancement followed by stagnation. Leaders must transcend short-term rhythms like quarterly cycles and political calendars. The third principle demands inclusivity. Diverse teams consistently outperform homogeneous teams because complex systems require varied perspectives. Reject culture fit thinking and embrace culture add, welcoming differences that bring new value. The fourth principle requires continual activities engaging the entire entrepreneurial stack through meaningful connections like hackathons rather than passive cocktail parties. The path forward requires embracing complexity through simple actions: monthly founder meetups, expert office hours, collaborative workspaces. Experiment continuously, testing different formats and adapting based on feedback. Building effective startup communities requires shifting from top-down planning to bottom-up emergence, from rigid structures to flexible networks, from short-term programs to long-term relationship building.